For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Time now is 12:58 in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Delays continue southbound 95 because of the work zone. We're alternating closures of all lanes as you make the approach to Virginia 610 Garrisonville LaQuaia. This is causing some slowing. Minor delays on northbound 95 through the work zone north of Quantico where the right lane gets by. Then you find the left lane getting by just after Dumfries Road. There is some minor congestion, but it's getting better. Also, delays continue Beltway inner loop after the toll road, left lane only getting through that work zone. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Get 50% off all styles of windows. Visit windownation.com today. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Early morning fog and a few scattered clouds around the area. Temperatures are running between about 55 and 62 degrees out there for early this Tuesday. Afternoon temperatures 80 to 85 degrees with sunshine. Tomorrow, warmer, close to 90 degrees with an isolated storm threat in the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8th. And when it breaks.
It's 12:59 at 64 degrees.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up on WTOP this 1 a.m. hour.
A D.C. police officer shot at in Northwest. What led to the confrontation? I'm Lynn Bowie.
How the Baltimore Key Bridge could affect Memorial Day weekend travel. I'm Neil Augenstein.
A plan in Loudoun County for later start times for more than a dozen school days has been thrown out. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Wall Street mixed. Asian stocks lower this morning. Good morning, 1 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Artificial intelligence could take aim at this year's presidential election. That from federal intelligence agencies. CBS's Nicole Skanga is in Washington.
Generative artificial intelligence could threaten election security this November. According to a Department of Homeland Security bulletin, a variety of threat actors will likely attempt to use generative AI to influence and sow discord during the 2024 U.S. elections. The bulletin goes on to warn about the potential use of AI to target election infrastructure.
One example they used was a fake robocall impersonating the voice of President Biden on the eve of the New Hampshire primary in January. Michael Cohen was back on the stand in former President Donald Trump's trial. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on what the day looked like.
Another awful day for the prosecution and its star witness, Michael Cohen. We learned that he deliberately overcharged Trump on his invoices for the Daniels non-disclosure agreement. Would Donald Trump have conspired to disguise a payment where he was being ripped off by his own attorney? We also learned that Cohen has aspirations of possibly running for Congress.
Closing arguments are likely next week. Engaged in heavy fighting in the Gaza Strip, Israel and Hamas are both rejecting calls to arrest their leaders for war crimes made before an international court. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb.
No one can act with impunity.
The ICC's chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, making it clear that Hamas's October 7th attack and Israel's response to it allegedly breached international rules of war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu named alongside Defense Minister Yoav Gallant for allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity, responded with fury.
What a travesty of justice.
The Postal Service is on high alert as carriers keep getting attacked. KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler.
A postal carrier was on his usual route in Palo Alto when he was confronted by two men who demanded his mail keys. The thieves then beat the mailman when he refused to hand over his wallet.
We know these robberies are basically masterminded by underworld figures.
U.S. Postal Inspector Matthew Norfleet says these type of attacks are on the rise across the U.S. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
Power companies in Houston are still trying to get power back on for many after storms last week. Some schools had to close due to no AC today.
It's 94 degrees in some of these classes. A friend of mine picked up his son, and his clothes were soaked. This was a bad decision.
On Long Island, New York, investigators were back at the home of Rex Huerman, the man police say killed four women. Officers were seen removing boxes and bags of evidence from the house. Huerman has been behind bars for 10 months as he awaits trial. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WTOP at 103. Good Tuesday morning, May 21st, 2024. Comfortable with scattered clouds building towards daybreak. Patchy fog, thick at times by morning dry. 55 to 62 for the low. We're at 64 now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your 1 a.m. hour ride Tuesday morning. We begin the ride this morning with the latest on a D.C. police captain recovering this morning after being hurt in a shooting Monday on his way to work. Here's WTOP's Lynn Bowie this morning.
The shooting happened around noon in the 5800 block of 7th Street Northwest. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says the police captain was driving to the 4th District Station when he saw someone driving erratically. Smith says the car stopped abruptly. One suspect got out, then fired at the officer.
We are grateful that our officer has not sustained any life-threatening injuries. He is at an area hospital with his family and our family support team.
Chief Smith says two male suspects were arrested in Landover after crashing their vehicle. One witness describes the scene.
But as I'm hearing it, I'm seeing like mad cops just vroom, vroom, vroom.
The police chief thanked the community for providing video and information leading to the arrests. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Police will not say this morning whether or not the officer was shot or injured by broken glass. We'll keep you updated as we get more on this developing story, where the time now is 1:05 on your Tuesday morning. Man is dead, another man in the hospital this morning after a shooting in Northwest D.C. Police say it happened around 9 p.m. last night, Monday night, on Blair Road, about a half mile from the Tacoma Metro station. When officers arrived, they say they found two men suffering from gunshot wounds. One of them was pronounced dead at the scene. The other man was found conscious and breathing. He was taken to a nearby hospital. Police are on the lookout this morning for a man described as 5'8", who was seen last wearing black glasses, a gray jacket, and black jeans. WTOP now at 1:05. And other news this early morning here on WTOP for you. The Memorial Day weekend exodus has begun and will only get more intense as the week wears on. But WTOP's Neil Loganstein reports this Tuesday morning, this year's holiday travelers have another thing to consider as well.
We do anticipate more than 330,000 vehicles across the Bay Bridge.
Tamari Winfield with the Maryland Transportation Authority.
It's not something where we're kind of thinking it's just going to be eastbound or just westbound.
So they're breaking down the best times to travel in both directions. With a key bridge out of commission this year, that'll mean more people trying to use the Fort McHenry and Harbor Tunnel.
Traveling through there, there are height and hazmat restrictions with people traveling potentially with RVs and such.
She says propane's limited to 10 pounds per container and 10 containers per vehicle. Neil Loganstein, WTOP News.
Speaking of the holiday weekend, from kids doing cannonballs to adults getting their laps in, outdoor swim season gets underway officially the Memorial Day weekend. WTOP's Kate Ryan has checked in with the recreation department.
When pools opened for the first time after the pandemic restrictions were lifted, many counties scrambled to get enough lifeguards. But that's not the case this year for Montgomery County, according to Monica Hammer with the recreation department. One thing to keep in mind, however, Hammer says, Lifeguards are busy scanning the entire pool.
So while you know our lifeguards are on the lookout, it's an important reminder to always be actively watching your kids, especially when they're in the water.
The county's 7 outdoor pools open Friday, and while they fill up fast, you may want to check out swimming lessons this summer. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP at 107, traffic and weather on the way. Stay with us.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer. The most important thing you can do is get screened starting at age 45. Insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but also virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct. Brought to you by the American College of Radiology and the Radiology Health Equity Coalition.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Welcome into WTOP, where the time now is 1:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, 24/7 guaranteed. Traffic's always first. For that, good morning to Ken Berger with us in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everyone. A couple of slow spots in Virginia, including the Beltway Inner Loop, where three right lanes are blocked, only the far left lane getting by north of the toll road to the Georgetown Pike. That's where you find the slowing. You break free on the approach to the American Legion Bridge. Also, delays in Virginia, 95 southbound. This is because of the work zone. The left lane, center lane, or multiple alternate enclosures near Virginia 610 Garrisonville Road, and this is causing some slowing. A new work zone has popped up on 66. It's in the express lanes eastbound, coming over from 29 in Gainesville all the way to the Beltway in Merrifield. Maintenance operations, both lanes and both shoulders, along with the entrance ramps and exit ramp out there, are mobile alternating closures. So you can expect some delays in the express lanes of 66. Westbound 66, just after the Beltway, all westbound lanes are shut down in the main lanes. Traffic being detoured to the express lanes, then back to the general purpose lanes to get through that work zone. Also, road work going on westbound 66, west of Business 234, Sudley Road out of Manassas. This is road widening operations. The right lane is blocked. Also have road work going out on Virginia 28 and Manassas Park between New Braddock Road and Ordway Road. Maintenance operations, mobile closures of all lanes in both directions. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never look so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Early morning fog and a few scattered clouds around the area. Temperatures are running between about 55 and 62 degrees out there for early this Tuesday. Afternoon temperatures 80 to 85 degrees with sunshine. Tomorrow, warmer, close to 90 degrees with an isolated storm threat in the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we are at 63 in Rockville, 65 Ashburn, 61 Fort Washington. We're at 64 and holding in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 110. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh is with us Tuesday morning.
Maryland's unemployment rate rose to 2.6% in April. A year ago, it was 1.9%, the lowest among states. Tesla's job cuts may continue through June. Tesla has already cut 6,300 jobs this year. Bruce Nordstrom, who turned a family shoe store business into the Nordstrom Shoppers Know Today, has died. He was 90. The Dow lost 197 points Monday, but the NASDAQ rallied 109. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And checking overseas, Asian stocks lower across the board. This 1 a.m. hour check, the Shanghai is down by 13. The Hang Seng is off by 402. The Kospi is down 18. The Nikkei is off 29. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. We're going to shift gears, take you for a ride in something new with the WTOP Car Review coming right up on WTOP. It's 1:11. Good morning.
My name is Joel, and I came to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in December of 1987 to be treated for osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer. We didn't know anything about St. Jude. We didn't know what they meant or that, you know, when we got here, what we would do, how it would be taken care of. And when we arrived, we found out that my family wasn't going to have to pay for any of my treatment, not for my medicine, not for travel, not for housing, not for food. St. Jude was going to cover all that. St. Jude supported me in every way, from, you know, taking that financial burden off my parents to making sure that all of my family was included in this time. St. Jude literally means everything to me. I get to go home to my family tonight. I get to cook dinner for them. That's what you're giving. You are giving us everything by supporting St. Jude. So thank you so much.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're joining us. If you've just tuned in, we're looking for scattered clouds, comfortable this overnight early morning. Veronica says patchy fog will develop some thick in parts of the area by daybreak, 55 to 62 for the actual low before we're done this Tuesday morning. And we are looking right now at 64 and holding in our nation's capital. It's 113 on WTOP. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in.
This is Washington's top news.
WTOP News.
Facts matter.
On the road again.
Now to the WTOP car review as we look this Tuesday morning at a new Kia Sportage that lets you enjoy all electric driving with the safety net of a gas engine. This morning, WTOP car guy Mike Paris joins our Dimitri Sotis with his review of the latest offering from Kia.
Sort of like the one we looked at 2 weeks ago. It's just a hybrid, so it has the same engine, but it has an electric motor too. So you get about 260 horsepower, which is a lot of power for a small crossover like this. So it can go pretty quick if needed, but you can get about 35 miles on just electric power if you're easy on that gas pedal.
How much room do you have inside?
It's pretty big for a compact crossover. So yeah, you got plenty of room for those sitting up front and back seat. Adults can ride back there without any hassle. The previous Sportage was a little bit tight back there, but now it has a lot more space and more cargo space, too. So it's very usable little crossover.
They gave you a maroon version to drive. At least it looked maroon to me. I'm sure they have a fancy name for the color, but it's not one you see as often as some others. What would you say about the looks of this one? Not just in that particular tone, but the exterior in general.
The previous Sportage was pretty boring to look at, or now it has very expressive styling, much more modern than before. And yeah, what they can do with LED lighting now is pretty amazing today. It really can set up a vehicle to look a lot different than it did before and really stand out in the crowd of a very popular segment of vehicles.
Any fanciness here, or is this a more basic move the family around kind of car?
Well, if you go with the X-Line Prestige that I had, you get all the toys that come with this. So you get all the driving aids. So it's going to do the radar guided cruise control. It's going to stop and go without you having to do too much input. And it has the seat alert. So if you're trying to get out the back seat, there's a car coming, it's going to stop you from doing it. It's going to kind of lock the door until that danger passes by. So it has all the toys you want, but it does cost more than the other versions.
Yeah, so what if you went with the top of the line? What would you pay?
About $45,000, $46,000, depending if you want to sport this pretty sweet dawning red paint job that's another $400 from the other one. So yeah, it definitely costs more than even the hybrid version we looked at a couple weeks ago.
See, I say maroon and they say dawning red, and if I were a little more commercial minded, I would come up with a name like that.
You got to have a good name.
No doubt. What else would you tell us about this, Mike? Any drawbacks?
Well, the only drawbacks are it doesn't have the most electric range. There are some other of these plug-in hybrid small compact crossovers that get better mileage on all electric power, 40 or sometimes a little bit more than 40 miles for that. That, and yeah, you're going to pay about $4,000 or $5,000 more than the hybrid version, and even more if you just want the regular gas version of this pretty Sportage.
WTOP car guy Mike Paris talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Be sure and check out pictures of and read a lot more about the new Kia Sportage FEV SUV at WTOP.com. Click away, search car review. Quick look at some of the top stories we're following on WTOP this morning. The D.C. police captain is expected to be okay after someone opened fire on his car Monday while he was on his way to work. Two people have been arrested. And the cargo ship that crashed into the Baltimore Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, has been towed back to port. We'll have more in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is a Wider Circle. For 21 years, a Wider Circle has worked to create a region where children and adults are able to live safe, stable, and comfortable lives and have the opportunity to succeed. With centers in Silver Spring and D.C.'s Ward 8, a Wider Circle provides basic need items, including furniture and professional clothing, career support and coaching, and place-based programming to neighbors experiencing poverty. For more information, visit WTOP.com, search charities.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Welcome into WTOP this 1 a.m. hour. Thanks for starting your early morning with us at 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Ken Berger's in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Multiple work zones in Maryland, but very few delays anywhere, starting in Anne Arundel County at the Bay Bridge. Road work tonight, closing down the eastbound span with two-way operations in the westbound span. Also westbound 50 at the Seven River Bridge, right lane blocked. You also have some congestion on westbound 50 near Davidsonville Road, Maryland 424. It doesn't look like to be any work zone in that general area, just some volume. However, there is a delay because of the emergency road work on northbound 704. That's Martin Luther King Jr. Highway right at 50. The right off-ramp is blocked because of that emergency road work. This is causing some congestion. This is in addition to the ongoing milling and paving operations affecting both directions of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway between Greenleaf Road and Ardmore Road over in Glen Arden. You find various lanes blocked because of this activity. Frederick County on southbound 270 after 80 in Urbana. Right lane is getting by. And then a Route 70 up a Green Valley Road in Frederick County for their work zone, causing the closures of multiple lanes in either direction up there. And this is causing some congestion. Montgomery County southbound 270. Right lane blocked prior to Maryland 28 West Montgomery Avenue. Also westbound 370 right at 270. Two left off-ramp lanes are blocked. Both loops of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and the Rockville Pike. You got mobile work crews along the far right side with some road work on the inner loop from 355 heading out to New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Patchy fog expected early on this Tuesday. Our temperature is on the cooler side, too, between 55 and about 62 degrees. Now, later today, with sunshine and a southerly wind, our temperatures will top out at about 80 to 85 degrees. That's slightly warmer than yesterday. Warmest of the week, looking like Wednesday, just shy of 90 degrees. That will come with an uptick in humidity and a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 62 degrees in Manassas, 66 Metro Center, 64 Frederick, Maryland. We are at 64 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP in the 1 a.m. hour Tuesday by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber, Heating and Air, and coming right up this morning.
A plan in Loudoun County for later start times for more than a dozen school days has been thrown out. I'm Nick Iannelli.
How many more times will you risk that slippery climb in and out of your bathtub? Instead, try a smart and beautiful idea. Convert that ugly old tub into a gorgeous new shower. A new shower system from PJ Fitzpatrick features a walk-in entry that means no more climbing over the tub. A PJ's shower is luxurious, surprisingly affordable, and installs in just one day. Don't just trust us. Trust PJ Fitzpatrick and their thousands of five-star reviews. That's big news. So visit trustpj.com for your free design consultation.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
You're with
Dean Lane on WTOP.
When you come to Diamonds Direct, we know it's always the start of a celebration, an engagement, your wedding day, honoring a lifetime of love, searching for that special birthday gift for the one you love the most, and all the celebrations in between. That's why we've curated a shopping experience to match your excitement. You walk into a beautiful showroom with experts eager to help. Or if you prefer, just explore on your own as long as you like. At Diamonds Direct, we've taken pressure out of the process. Our experts are cheerful and engaging. We'll help you on your terms with your price range when you're ready. We've made it easy by offering virtually unlimited options. With everything in our showcase being handpicked for its beauty and quality, you can't go wrong. You are guaranteed to get the best value because we are the value leader, and you have confidence in knowing you are protected with our lifetime warranties and guarantees. Diamonds Direct's experience is designed with our goal of creating not just a happy moment, but a magical one. So you leave smiling, just like you came in. Diamonds Direct, for your best moments in life. Get store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Good Tuesday morning, May 21st. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us this morning. Time now is 1:22.
You're listening to WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Leaders locally in Loudoun County, the public school system there, going back to the drawing board, apparently, as they work on next year's calendar. This after parents said no to a plan for 16 delayed start days. WTOP's Nick Iannelli explains.
People were definitely concerned.
Loudoun County School Board member Lauren Chernoff posted the plan on Facebook, and it didn't go so well.
Normally I get a few hits, maybe a few likes, but I got over 500 comments and over 55 shares.
She says out of all that, only a few people were in favor of the idea.
Literally everyone else was very opposed.
The plan was to change the calendar for the next school year to have 16 days when students would show up 2 hours later than normal in order to give teachers more time to complete required training. But after all that negative feedback, school leaders have decided to scrap the plan. Chernoff says many parents had concerns about childcare and a disruption to routines. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Four armed robberies at businesses in Bethesda, and a 16-year-old is now under arrest this morning, charged in the case with all of them. Police are naming the suspect as he is charged as an adult. They say Nitrell Tyshawn Parrish was picked up over the weekend Saturday for robberies at the Tobacco Hub, Old Georgetown Road in Bethesda, and at a food and wine store on Edgemore Lane. That's located in Bethesda as well. We'll update you as we get more. Severna Park residents Patrick Stajak's last spin on the Wheel of Fortune will be June 7th, according to a person for Sony Pictures Television. The 77-year-old game show host announced last summer that this TV season would, in fact, be his last. American Idol host Ryan Seacrest will become the new host of Wheel of Fortune. As summer travel gets ready to kick off, gas prices are still heading down in most places, according to new data this week from the Energy Department.
For weeks now, gas prices have been coming down, and in the past week, they've come down 2 more cents to $3.58.